AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden hopes tensions with Russia will ease over Ukraine.
We continue to urge diplomacy as the best way forward. But with Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
The United Nations Security Council met in open session today. Russia's ambassador saying the U.S. is trying to whip up tensions, and even though his country has 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders, it has no plans to invade. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.N.
It is in the interest of everyone to prevent the war, or rather to prevent the renewal of an active phase of the military ongoing aggression. Everyone will suffer.
The council took no action, in part because Russia is a permanent member and has the right to veto any decision. At least a half dozen historically black universities in five states and the District of Columbia counter bomb threats with campus lockdowns for a time today. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fawnie Willis asked the FBI for security help as she investigates whether Donald Trump and others broke the law by trying to pressure Georgia officials to overturn Joe Biden's presidential election victory in the state. The AP's Kate Brumback reports Willis' call for help is in response to what Trump said over the weekend.
While he was speaking in Texas, he called prosecutors looking into his actions, vicious, horrible people. He said, if these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have had.
Trump also suggested he might pardon those charged for their roles in the January 6th attack on the Capitol if he runs again for president and wins. PlayStation maker Sony escalates its competition with Xbox maker Microsoft by buying Bungie Inc., the video game studio behind the Xbox hit Halo. This is AP News. Moderna gains full approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Shelley Adler with the details.
Moderna has announced that U.S. health regulators have granted full approval to its COVID-19 vaccine, a shot that's been given to tens of millions of Americans since its emergency authorization over a year ago. The action by the FDA means the agency has completed the same rigorous, time-consuming review of Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. The FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's shot last August. Johnson & Johnson has not yet applied for full approval of its shot.
The World Meteorological Organization says a bolt of lightning that extended across three states in April 2020 is the longest on record, single flash stretching 477 miles across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and beat the old record of 440 miles in Brazil. Both bolts were caught on tracking satellites. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.